This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum. Oh. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum. That's good. It's like we're duetting.
It's better than my Christopher Walken.
It started strong. It's our bad. We asked for more. We asked for too much. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Benny, Alice's Morning Show. It is gorgeous out the window right here. And it's already Tuesday. Even better. Fall. It's fall now. Fall into 5K a day. All this week. Fall into 5K a day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. It's free and it's called Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry and your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For the last 30 years, Fremont Bank Foundation has helped over 500 organizations in our Bay Area communities. Whether it's for education, health and wellness, or parks and recreation, the foundation's $31 million giving history helps build an even stronger society for all of us. Sweet. Visit FremontBank.com today to learn more. Here's what's happening. Spectacularly blue and beautiful outside,
really
with
pretty.
Highs in the high 70s. So it's going to be... Mwah! I believe they call that a chef's kiss. It's what I'm after.
Oui, oui. Kiss of a day.
I don't want to see 80 ever. I definitely don't want to see 90, and you can keep your triple digits. No thanks.
I don't mind 80. 80 is
says
fine.
The lady who's just turns the air conditioning on 65.
Right. But then when I go outside, I'm like, oh, look, it's 80. Oh, that's nice. I'll go back in now.
Check this story out.
I'm ready.
When I brought it up, when I teased it before we broke before, Sarah was like, oh my God, Bitcoin, what is this the guy? So we started talking during the conference. She goes, is this the guy that doesn't have the passcode to all of that crypto?
He had one more try left.
Yep. And I assume, well, it's definitely not that guy.
Oh, this is a different guy.
A different guy who lost his crypto. But what I'm saying is that other guy, he's not coming around to tell everyone his last try failed and he doesn't have the... Whatever it was. Was it a billion?
It was $200 million.
Whatever it was, it's lost. And he's never getting that back.
Why was that? Was he looking for someone to give him or find a way to decrypt?
I'm sure he was just hoping it would occur to him and he would be able to go, Eureka!
But you only have many tries and then he was on his last try.
Mm-hmm. No, that money's gone.
Right? Okay, so what about this money?
So this is this guy. What did you just call him?
This guy?
Yeah. The guy in Wales who accidentally threw away 8,000 Bitcoin.
How do you do that?
In 2013 is now suing the city council for $647 million.
Oh boy.
39-year-old James Howells, a well-known, like this guy is apparently well-known in the world of crypto. You know,
he's well known because he's the idiot who threw away 8,000 bitcoins.
He's the IT engineer in Wales who almost got rich off Bitcoin. In 2013, he had a hard drive with 8,000 bitcoin on it and he accidentally threw it away. He mined them in 2009 when they were worthless and then forgot about it. He only remembered when crypto blew up a few months after he tossed the drive while cleaning out his desk. 8,000 Bitcoin today would be worth over $500 million.
What leg does he have to stand on for the thing he threw away being the city garbage council's?
The drive has been buried under a mountain of trash for over a decade. And he's suing the city council for all of that money because he's been begging them to let him search for the drive. He wants to be set free at the dump.
Yes.
To hopefully find this. Now, this was...
Well, it's impossible, right?
Like, I would believe it's impossible, but for that much money,
you could spend
the rest of at least this year.
You could get a lot of people looking. Like, if the person who finds it gets $1 million right off the bat, and then everybody else for helping, if we find it, you get $50,000.
He is suing the city council for the amount of what the bitcoins would have been worth when the price peaked a few months ago, which is $647 million. He claims he's assembled a team that can excavate the site and find the bag his hard drive is in. He knows roughly where it should be and thinks it'll cost around $13 million to do it, which he's already secured the funding for. He's even offered to give the city 10% of the Bitcoins once he finds them, which amounts to about $50 million, but they won't budge.
I don't understand why. Go for it, you guys. The guy wants to dig in a trash heap. Let him.
Because it's the dump. It's not a trash heap. It's not a trash dumpster. It's they say digging up that much trash would cause an environmental disaster to the surrounding area. And it could take 3 years or more of digging, plus another year to put it all back.
I really feel like it's worth it.
James says his plan is to use the lawsuit as leverage. He's hoping that they'll let him dig to avoid a long, expensive legal battle. He'll have his day in court this December, but plans to push forward. Even if he loses, he's going to appeal and try and take this all the way.
Oh.
He says he'll take it all the way to the UK Supreme Court if necessary. He's got $647 million on a hard drive, however many feet under that dump.
I don't know. I feel like let him do it. Dumps are already environmental catastrophes. Landfills, ugh.
Yeah, but
just
move
that shifted around. Let's do this. Let's find that money. Let's do this.
Okay.
The town in Wales will get $50 million. Think of the beautiful park they'll have.
Can you imagine the stew they have to dig through to get if?
Well, they don't have to. This guy and his team of expert stew diggers is going to do this for them. And they're going to wind up with $50 million. He'll give them 10%. I don't understand what the problem is. I don't get it. Money.
Yeah, no,
it
you
rules
get
it all. I don't.
You're
I don't
just
understand.
Being silly.
No, absolutely not.
Crocs for dogs are coming on October 23rd.
Oh, that's good. It is good. Dogs walking on, they say that it's really, especially city dogs on the East Coast, their feet can get really harmed by the stuff that they put on the sidewalks to keep people from slipping. And that they have, that's what little doggy boots are for. So the Crocs are going to be great. They'll easy on, easy off.
They're like normal Crocs, but smaller. And they come in a set of four. Here's a photo, if I can get that up. Oh, yeah, these guys are wearing them. There's a guy and his friend.
They look pretty happy, those dogs.
Well, dogs.
I mean, they look dumb.
There's a steak waiting for them on the other side of that photo.
Right.
Boy, there you go.
Boys. Is that what Ripolita looks like?
Kind of, yeah.
It's a, what is that called, an Australian Shepherd?
She's an Australian Shepherd, yes.
Yeah. Is she a Bluey?
No, she's not a Bluey. Blueys are, I think, short hair. And this is our dog is a long-haired dog. It's that light, it's almost like cat hair, the way it comes off.
So is she like brown and white?
She's brown and white. Okay. Yeah. She's great looking and she's a fun dog.
Does she have white eyes like that?
I would never get an Australian Shepherd again.
Oh.
Christina might. And, you know, we live together, so whatever she chooses. Their hair on their backside is very long.
Oh, the scissors that you use to cut the... The kitchen scissors.
And the dog goes out and comes back in, and not everybody is always aware until after. Oh my God, there's stuff on the dog's butt.
Mm.
Great.
Wait, you know, where's the set of hands when you need them?
Anyway.
Where's a dog bidet?
All
forget
dogs,
these
though,
Crocs. Let's get a dog bidet going.
I love animals. I love dogs. I even love cats. They come with stuff, though.
Well, they certainly do.
In this case,
responsibilities.
She comes with caca on her butt, attached to the hair on her backside.
Dogs, long-haired dogs especially, like a good lab. That's just, you know, there's just not a lot for it to stick onto there. But anything right. with, you know, Lassie, those dogs have caca butts.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. You know that, Vincent. You don't have to ask me twice.
A zeptosecond is a trillionth of a billionth of a second. It's the smallest unit of time ever measured. a zeptosecond.
So now they're just making stuff up, huh?
No, this is like you're ever in a trivia night and someone says, what's the smallest measurement of time? A zeptosecond.
Mm.
A trillionth of a billionth of a second.
How about a quadrillionth of a trillionth of a billionth of a second? I just topped them.
I don't know that.
That's called a... So it has a second at the end of it. Impossible second.
What? Don't.
Mm.
Just leave it. Zeptosecond, everyone.
Sure. Zeptosecond. It actually has a cool name. We should leave it at that. Sarah, why do you have to ruin everything?
Now, yes. This is where you get to flex. This is Sarah.
Oh, geez.
Sarah. Is the king of outer space and the king of horsies.
Oh, horses in outer space?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
She knows all the stuff.
The Mars Mustang. I'm in.
So SpaceX used the giant catcher's mitt to catch a rocket over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's footage of it from multiple angles. I've got pictures here. So you saw it. So tell us everything. What do you think of everything?
I actually looked at it and went, I was like, is this fake? Because it almost looked like it almost looked like they were showing a takeoff in reverse.
Right.
Yeah.
No, this is it.
Wow.
It's crazy. I know. You can't believe that they
did
it. It drops
right in between these two.
And then lands with its little things right on the top of it. It's incredible. So
what?
Well, what? It, yay!
Well, I don't know. Did you and your nerd friends have some drinks and watch that happen or what?
John and I were drinking when we watched it. That is true.
The rocket took off and landed at their facility in South Texas. It's the first time they've tried to catch the booster in midair, and they nailed it. They're calling these giant chopsticks or big metal arms. They're attached to the launch tower. Catching it in midair makes it easier to reuse the booster so they can do back-to-back flights. The entire rocket is about 400 feet tall, and the bottom part they caught is about half that. A little more than half that. A little more than half that.
Yeah, they need to... This is great, and that's way to keep the resources, but honestly, we need an orbital construction platform of some kind so that just shoot stuff up there and then build and take off from that platform.
SpaceX says the chopstick idea is an essential part of the building a moon base and landing humans on Mars.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Elon called it science fiction without the fiction, and it's a big step towards making life multiplanetary.
Which we need to do.
We don't, I mean, okay.
Right, we could all just stay here and die when the planet does.
Well,
or we could
here.
Get out.
I like it here. I'm going to stay. You write me notes. Text me.
I'll do it.
From Mars or wherever you're at.
It takes a while, but it will get to you.
I'll be here.
All right.
Hanging out.
I know where you are.
Yeah.
So the chopstick sticks, so it's like upright and it has these long things that come out that it kind of gets between. They look like they have some range of motion to them too, because as it was able to sort of adjust as this thing kind of hit into it and was waggling around because it's still shooting stuff out its bottom. I mean, fire. Yeah, no, not as, I mean, a rocket butt, I guess. But it has, you know, the fire, the flame, the propulsion. And so it's coming down. That's why it's weird when you watch it. The first time I watched it, I was like, that's fake. That's just reverse footage of something taking off. But then obviously you see it from every angle.
Was this Saturday?
I don't know what
my friend Jason Sisko sent me the story on Sunday morning, and he's a big fan of this type of stuff, technology.
Yeah, I don't remember one of the okay. nights over the
well,
weekend.
Well, anyway, that is happening unbeknownst to most of us who are just, you know, trying to get the kids to go to bed and, you know,
live
clean
our little
up
lives.
The, do the dishes and, you know, go to bed with not a mess to wake up to. That's happening.
People are working on it.
Oh,
I just hate to say it, but go Elon. You're diabolical, dude. Make it happen.
925 has texted in. Our text number is 800-400-3697. What if Bitcoin loses value again? Could that happen before he can resolve the pending lawsuit and get to the trash heap to find his disk?
Yes, it goes up and down every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's worth practically nothing. And other times it's like, damn. I really wish I knew how to get my thing out of that crypto.com.
650 says, Aussie dogs rock. We just adopted one from the Rocket Dog Rescue. He's super smart. Humans will need to be trained. LOL. Listening in Marin on the radio. XO. Yeah, she's a great dog. I'm not saying I don't like her. I love that dog. I walk her. I feed her. I do all the stuff.
Though, you know.
But it is.
So you could clip. Could you clip around that? Use the same clippers that you used to clip your
first
body?
First of all, the dog is very specifically my wife's. So I don't
decide.
So
she could clip.
Well, that's the thing. I clipped her butt hair. And then it was like, those are her feathers. You're not supposed to cut those off. And I went, you know what? You're right.
And I'll let you know when she's got poop there. And
I didn't have fun doing it in the first place, so I'm happy to just back off and let you handle that. They're supposed to have the I don't know, ass curtains, whatever you want to call it.
Feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're less feathery, though, when they actually have dog poop on them.
Right.
Yeah. So it's...
But I agree with you, 650. Aussie dogs do rock, and I like her very much. Mm. She just comes with, you know, poop attached to her.
Yeah. And she comes in and she sits down on your couch or on one of your children with her poopy butt. Because they sit down on people. That's what they do.
408 says, shave that dog. Listen, if
shave
you do
the
that,
dog.
The people who are Aussie fans will be like, you ruined your dog.
No, the dog is still the dog. It just, you gave it a haircut. Hey, you didn't ruin the dog.
I am with you. For once in my life, I'm solidly with you.
So congratulations to some of Florida who has their cable, internet, and
is this an
power
update?
Back. Yes, my sister says, she's obviously listening. She says,
hi, Tina.
The Bitcoin story reminds me of the time I threw my retainer in the school lunchtime trash can.
Yes, except your retainer isn't worth anything to anyone.
So your mom did not sue the school system to get your retainer back, but your mom was mad.
And probably would have liked to dig in the trash to get it back.
Like you did dig in the trash.
Right.
You threw it in, you go get it out. Yeah, but they obviously have internet now. So
I haven't talked to my guitar teacher, but I do today.
Oh.
And he was right there in the line of the storm. So I'll find out.
And he's posted no updates on Instagram? Well, he may. Don't be too scared if he's not there, because not everybody has their power back. And he was in it.
Yeah.
He was like right in the path.
Yeah. And on a bottom floor of the apartment building too. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm glad to hear your family's back though in action.
Yeah.
It's good.
They seem to be okay.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
More Alice in Winterland tickets, Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.